One thing we've learned about the coronavirus is that often it exacerbates what already hurts, whether that's at the individual level or the systems level. And one area of struggle that the isolation of social distancing, the stress of economic hardship makes worse are some psychiatric illnesses. For instance, drug overdoses nationwide up 23% last year, highest number of such fatalities ever recorded in a single year. And calls to the National Eating Disorders Association hotline were up 80% toward the end of 2020. Stuart Komen is president and CEO of Walden Behavioral Healthcare in Waltham, which provides individuals living with eating disorders and other psychiatric conditions a safe place to receive support. Stuart, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much.
So we are in an awareness a week around eating disorders. Let's start there. What is the state of care for folks who are suffering with eating disorders during this pandemic?
Well, the state of care is that the care is good, but there's an overwhelming demand for care at this moment. So being able to get care to everybody who's looking for it is very difficult right now. And you find that not only in eating disorders, but throughout mental health issues.
So when you say overwhelming demand, is that, you know, order of magnitude twice as many people as before? I mean, how big has this impact been from the pandemic?
Huge. We've been looking at our own data. It's 100% increase year over year in terms of demand for service. And every month, from the beginning of the pandemic and through January and probably through February, has been more than the previous month. So the tidal wave has not stopped, and we don't see an end to it anytime soon.
So obviously that hurts to hear. Why? What is happening for people that's driving this increase?
Well, sheltering in place, the whole issue around social isolation, it just creates an amazing, perfect storm. The disease thrives on isolation, thrives on secrecy. So many people have had to put their life on hold. They're cut off from their primary coping mechanisms. There's an abundance of time spent online. All of these things really contribute to the worsening of an eating disorder. We not only see worsening of eating disorders of people who obviously had a disorder prior to the pandemic, but many first-time cases, people who have developed it during the pandemic. So, and all ages, all genders, and all socioeconomic groups, just clear across the continuum of the population.
So, Stuart, what resources are available to folks, especially understanding in the back of our minds that there's this added worry about being exposed to COVID-19 if seeking care?
Well, the one good thing that we have been able to realize, it really is a result of the pandemic, is the explosion of services delivered online, virtual treatment. This was something that was not well supported by the insurance companies prior to the pandemic. But when the pandemic hit, many of us providers have moved to a virtual platform. At Walden, we're doing all of our outpatient services on Zoom, and that has had a very good effect. There is some difference of opinion as to whether not having the immediate contact is a good thing, but we found in our data that more people have access to treatment, and that satisfaction with treatment is about the same. So that's been a good thing, and there are more services available online.
So before we let you go, let's just talk about sort of the narratives of this pandemic. We joke a lot about the COVID-19, people putting on pounds. We talk about all the baking we're doing and all the cooking and eating we're doing.
Right.
Put that in context for us to be sensitive and thoughtful to people who might be experiencing eating disorders Yeah, what do we need to understand?
The discussion around how much weight we're gaining is just kerosene on the fire. That is exactly the kind of thing that a person who is struggling with an eating disorder, who's got the voice in the head that's telling them, you know, you're out of control, or you need to not eat that thing, or you need to work out harder, or whatever it is. The more they hear that, the worse it gets. So that clearly is not something that, and it's all over the place, of course, because for people without eating disorders, food is a comfort. But for people with eating disorders, they really, respond negatively to those kinds of messages.
So, Stuart, in a sentence, what's the first thing someone should do if they want to try to support a loved one who may be experiencing an eating disorder?
The first thing they should do is really talk to them generally about how they're doing, what's going on in their life, not really related to food per se, but to how they're feeling about themselves or the change in their status. We have many young people. It's really hit the young adult population very hard. They've had to put off college. They've had to put off seeking jobs. Just what being unmoored from what they were expecting that they would be doing now, what that causes and what that creates in their minds about what their life is going to look like. I would say stay away from the food and speak to how you doing, how do we help you with your self-esteem during this period of time?
And that's Stuart Coleman, President and CEO of Walden Behavioral Care and Waltham. Stuart, thanks.
Welcome.